Well, which one was Tony's the one I've known?
So Tony was the druid.
That's what sacrifice. I was wondering if she was.
Oh, absolutely. Ask Tony about it. Oh, she still got her robe.
Yeah.
You can dress her up in that robe. I
have to try and get in touch with her and see about that.
If she's in the country.
Oh.
She's semi-moved to the Bahamas.
Whoa.
She has a... Her and her sister, for 25 years, have been on My Boyfriend's Weirder Than Your Boyfriend. One of these kind of outdo each other's. So, after a Colombian guy and an Italian guy, her sister finally ended up with a Honduran Indian guy. And actually, they went back to the family tribe and visited last summer. So, Tony has got a new boyfriend, Captain Black, from Cat Island, way on the other fucking side of the Bahamas. I mean, the last island before you face the Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
And Vernon, and he's really a nice guy. I like him. I mean, when I can understand what he's saying. I'm good with languages. But Vernon and the Cat Island people, that's an awfully broad patois. I don't know if I quite got it. But so she's spending a lot of time over in Bahamas, and I think she just went over there with a load of stuff for their store. They're opening a store.
Running away to the islands.
Just a household store. Yeah, well, I wish her luck. I mean, she's twice his age, and you know, but all of us have stayed kind of young at heart.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I more power to her.
The only place I can remember here in Cat Island was that was one of the big drug transshipment places.
It was one of the big drug transshipment places. We got a tour of one of the places, which is still sitting there, totally deserted.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful architecture and great on the beach. I mean, on this white crystal pier beach, nobody there. Just walk in, you know, want to take the door off the hinge, you can't. Nobody can say anything. But when they closed down that one and their landing field and everything, you know, they took those people away somewhere.
Yeah.
So who knows who owns it at this point? Probably the Bahamian government owns it at this point. They're not interested in doing anything.